We present Clement Freud, Peter Jones, Ian Carmichael and Amy MacDonald in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we welcome back Ian Carmichael and Amy MacDonald to do battle with our two regular male competitors, Clement Freud and Peter Jones. I'm going to ask them to speak again, if they can, on some unlikely subject, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And we begin the show this week with Peter Jones and the subject, a good old English one, steak and kidney pie. Peter, would you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
I haven't made one for some time. But when I did, I found the great problem was to cook the meat, the kidney, well enough without actually burning the pastry.
Ian Carmichael has chucked.
He chucked an ear in there. Or ear in there.
In other words, you felt he was...
I heard a distinct ear. Quite definite ear.
Yes.
Yes, there was an ear.
Wasn't it? And so it was a tough challenge.
I heard. Just...
Yes, you heard.
You heard.
And Ian, you have a point for a correct challenge, and you have 47 seconds to take over the subject of steak and kidney pie, starting now.
A few months ago, I was in a restaurant in the Strand, and I saw on the menu steak, kidney, and oyster pie. I'd never had this particular dish, although I'd heard about it.
Amy MacDonald has challenged. Why?
A deviation. I mean, you just don't get oysters in the steak and kidney pie.
Oh, you do, and you can. Oh, yes.
That is the whole point of the story.
Tell us about it if you had to imagine it.
In fact, some absolute devotees have steak and kidney in their oyster pie.
But that's steak and kidney and oyster pie, then, isn't it?
Well, that's what I said it was, dear. I said it was steak and kidney and oyster pie.
That's not the problem, you see. I mean, the question.
It's not the question.
I mean,
Amy, I think it's a very good challenge, but he wasn't deviating from steak and kidney pie because his particular version of it had oysters in it. So I think we must allow him to keep going, having gained a point for a wrong challenge, and there are 37 seconds left, starting now.
Unlike Amy MacDonald, I had heard of it, though I had never tasted this chicken.
Amy MacDonald has challenged.
Deviation. I had heard of it, actually.
So it's my word against yours, really.
Had you tasted as well?
No, because I can't bear oysters.
Well, why did you challenge last time if you had heard of it?
Look, all I was saying last time was that we're talking about steak and kidney pie, not steak and kidney oyster pie.
Well, all right. You, I believe you, Amy, that you
I
had...
I feel very strongly about that, you know.
I know. You've made your point with such vehemence that I give in completely. And I agree with you, because I do believe that you've heard of it, but not tasted it. So, you have the subject now, Amy. 32 seconds, steak and kidney pie, starting now.
When I make my steak and kidney pie, I go down the road to the nearest butcher. I buy some steak, take it back, and there I've got rolled up...
Ian Carmichael.
Hesitation.
Yes, I think you hesitated when you got back.
Crossing the road, that's all.
She'd got back, she'd crossed the road. She hesitated in front of the house. She wasn't sure whether she'd come back to the right place.
Well, she'd forgotten the kidneys, as a matter of fact. I know. She didn't mention getting them.
No, she didn't.
No, so she naturally would hesitate, go back, get them, and then she'd be on her way. I think it's an unreasonable challenge, most unfair.
Next time your housemaid at dinner remind me, don't have steak and kidney pie, we'll never get it. Ian, I agree with your challenge, so you have the subject of steak and kidney pie, and there are 20 seconds left, starting now.
So I said to this waiter, who I think was Italian, actually, may I have some of your steak and kidney and oyster pie, because I've never had it before. He then doled me out a very large dollop onto a white plate. I looked at it and couldn't see anything but the steak and the kidney. I looked at him, he looked at me and said, sir... Wouldn't you like to know what he said to me? Have you got that far?
Yes.
He said, sir, would you care for the oyster? And took it off a plate from underneath and put me a single solitary one in the middle of my steak and kidney pie.
Ian, the end of that round, you have a commanding lead everybody else. In fact, the only other person to score is Amy MacDonald, who has one juicy point. For her steak, not for her kidney. Who's going to begin the next round? Clement Freud, will you begin the next round? The subject after steak and kidney pie is Brussels. So can you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Amazing thing happened to me the other day. I went into a restaurant and asked for a steak, kidney, and oyster pie. They put Brussels sprouts into them, calling it a Brussels pie, with the addition of pieces of pastry and the aforementioned meats and offals, which I'm not supposed to repeat. It was one of the great delicacies in Fleet Street, and in fact, continuing to the Strand, you'd have been unlikely to find anything better until you reached Marble Arch, nay, Holland Park.
Peter's challenge, right.
Well, Holland Park, Marble Arch, it's too far away from Brussels. That is the subject.
No, he was talking about Brussels sprouts. If but you'd had him for deviation of this particularly sure. Brussels pie and you couldn't get a finer example anywhere up the Strand or Marble Arch, I'd have given it to you because there's no such thing, I don't think. Except in the figment of his imagination. But that was not a legitimate challenge, Peter, so Clement has a point, and 23 seconds on Brussels, starting now.
The capital city of Belgium, which lends its name to this delectable vegetable, Brussels, is...
Amy McDonald is challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, Amy.
Oh, definitely.
You now have Brussels, and there are 15 seconds left, starting now.
My very favourite vegetable happens to be Brussels sprouts. Whatever I eat, I always ask for Brussels sprouts with it.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of sprouts.
You request me to eat the sprouts. The subject is Brussels.
But it's a subject.
No, no, Brussels is a subject, not sprouts. 6 seconds for you, Clement. On Brussels, starting now.
My very favourite city in Europe is Brussels, and whenever I travel, I take particular care to go to Brussels.
Clement, you're in second place at the end of that round, having gained the point for speaking when the whistle went. And Ian Carmichael, will you begin the next round? The subject is something nice. Would you talk on that? 60 seconds, starting now.
Nice is a word that is frequently used to describe something. You're putting me off, Clement Freud. When you can't think of...
Peter Jones has challenged.
He said,
Yes. He did.
Well, is only the hesitation. Is not a hesitation.
I'm afraid you did hesitate, so I give the subject to...
Well, Clement Freud was bumping and boring.
To your advantage. Anybody could have challenged. He could have challenged himself, as Clement did 1 week. There are 49 seconds left on Something Nice with you, Peter Jones, starting now.
I visualize it on the shores of the Mediterranean, on a veranda, with the smell of mimosa wafting up from the sea, and all this food laid out, a wine bottle underneath the table in the shade, cooling, ready to sip, as something nice walks in a kind of diaphanous negligee with something on the...
Amy McDonald has challenged.
Because he's going to be rude, I can tell.
I think that's prejudging the issue altogether.
But, Amy, I can assure you, those who play this game regularly are so rude. It's not true sometimes.
I know it's in a family program, isn't it?
Yes, but yes. They're still rude. So, do you mean you think he was being devious?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Well, I don't think he was deviating from the subject on the card, which is the correct challenge.
Well, you're the chairman if you think it's nice, I suppose.
I can understand as a woman you wouldn't think it's nice. You
no.
might want a chap in a diaphanous what's
yes.
floating in. Yes. So, Peter, I disagree with the challenge. You have a point for that, and there are 25 seconds on something nice, starting now.
And as I relaxed in the hammock, because I should have told you in the first place that I was lying back in this string affair, beckoning to this creature who'd just arrived and trying to reach the glass container with this precious liquid inside it so that I could place it to my lips and quaff a drop.
I've never heard anybody keep going with such a sort of
rubbish,
devious turn of phrase in my life. But, Peter, you achieved it, and you gained the point for speaking when the whistle went. And, Amy, will you begin the next round of the subject, my peaches and cream complexion? That's what Ian Messiter sought out for you to talk about, and will you start now?
My peaches and cream complexion is a very difficult thing to achieve. There are many stores in London where you can go to buy little pots of cream to rub in and things, but...
Peter Jones has challenged.
I don't think it's terribly difficult.
To go to
to go into a shop and buy this pot of cream? That's not a difficult thing to do.
I finished what I was going to say. I was only starting.
Oh, really?
But she didn't say it was difficult to go into the shops.
Oh, I thought
she said it was very
was.
Difficult to achieve a peaches and cream complexion.
Oh, there
were
see.
Many stores that you could go into.
In
so
that
I disagree
gets
with
an extra point from me.
No, not from you. You've given a wrong challenge.
Oh,
come on,
a wrong challenge.
May you made a mistake.
I made a mistake, yes. My attention wandered for a minute. I was still back in that hammock in the south of France.
Amy, you have a point for a wrong challenge, and there are 47 seconds on my peaches and cream complexion starting now.
There are jars of sticky stuff. There are bottles of gooey things. And spongy...
Ian Carmichael.
Hesitation.
I think I would agree, Ian. So you have 40 seconds now to tell us about... this is talk on the subject of my peaches and cream complexion starting now.
Well, I think it's most interesting that this should have been given first of all to a lady, and it is quite obvious.
Amy McDonald is challenged.
Oh, hesitation.
Yes, Amy, so you have the subject back. When you thought about it being given to a lady, you couldn't think why it shouldn't have been given to a lady. So you have 33 seconds, my peaches and cream complexion starting now.
The most sensible thing to do is, of course, to...
Freeman Freud is challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
She would have no idea of what the most sensible is.
We'll give Clement Freud a point for a wicked and witty thing, but we leave the subject with Eamon MacDonald, who has 29 seconds on...
Why does he get a point?
Because he was being very wicked, and he was being rather wicked at your expense. The audience laughed, and you laughed. It's all in good fun. It's a family show.
Yes, but when I do that to him, I don't get
it. You can
point.
Be as rude as you like to
it
Clement.
It just happens
take
to be more
all.
Fun for the Freud family than it is for us.
No, actually, I think as he's challenged me so wittingly, I think he ought to have it.
No, he didn't. You weren't actually
deviant. He can't talk about his peaches and cream complexion. It's just ludicrous.
Oh, I'd love to see him try, wouldn't you?
Well, he may try yet. You never know. We're going to see you try again, Amy. 29 seconds left, starting now.
The thing to do is, of course, to get an awful lot of sleep. An awful lot... Oh, I've done it again.
Clement Freud has charged.
Repetition of an awful lot.
Yes, and so they've got what we wanted. Clement, for you to talk on my peaches and cream complexion, starting now.
The only way a sallow complexion bearded man can achieve a peaches and cream complexion is to go out and buy peaches and cream and plaster them over his face. This is sticky, expensive, ugly, unnecessary, but expedient, because... If I purchase...
Well, at the end of that round, it's an interesting situation. Peter Jones and Amy MacDonald are equal in second place behind Clement Freud and Ian Carmichael, who are equal in first place, only 1 point ahead. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round, please? And the subject is next time. Would you talk on that for 1 minute, if you can, starting now?
Next time I play this game... I'm not going to do it with Amy MacDonald, Peter Jones, Ian Carmichael, nor will my chairman be Nicholas Parsons.
Amy MacDonald has challenged.
Oh, deviation, it's utterly impossible what he's saying.
Quite impossible to play without all of us, isn't it?
Of
course. Because we're all so good, aren't we?
Yes.
I quite agree, Amy. You have 43 seconds on next time starting now.
Well challenged.
And you've challenged back. Oh, you intimidate.
Hesitation.
Yes, hesitation. And when you play such obvious aggressive tactics on a
tape,
all that happens is she gets the point instead of you.
So
Amy has another point for that last challenge. And she has the subject now. 41 seconds on next time, Amy, starting now.
The next time I play this game, I'm going to be so rude to Clement Freud, because he does a lot of very strange and silly things that he gets away with. And I'm not going to allow this to happen.
Ian Carmichael, challenge you.
Deviation by mile.
Why?
Well, I mean, next time is the thing we're supposed to be discussing.
Yes.
His frailties.
She was talking about next time he does all these things, you see, and I thought making out a very good case for what she was going to do.
Well, I hadn't said anything for a bit, so I thought I'd better, you know...
Yes, I'm... All for you doing that.
Otherwise,
well.
There'll never be a next time for me. You see.
Well, if I give the subject back to Amy, there might be a next time for
yes,
you.
Yes, do, because yes. I've nought to say about it. I'll tell you that.
So, Amy, you have a point for that challenge, and there are 25 seconds on next time, starting now.
I'm going to be terribly careful not to repeat myself or deviate or hesitate. I am...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of awe.
Ungallant challenge, and the boos from the audience convinced me that I should obviously give another point to Amy McDonald for that challenge and tell her that she has the subject still with 17
mob
seconds.
Rule.
Was that? Yes, it's women's lib as well, rampant. 17 seconds, Amy, next time, starting now.
I am going to talk terribly sensibly and intelligently for one entire minute about any subject you care to give me, Nicholas.
Peter Jones's challenge.
Well, you're not talking about next time.
Yes, she was. That was what she was established. That's what's going to happen next time. She's going to talk for 1 minute with intelligence and clarity.
I think you're partisan, Nicholas. I think you're terribly partisan.
You're absolutely right. I can't give you a point for that challenge.
I can't see how
Just because Peter Jones isn't as pretty. I mean, he can't help that, can he?
Well, some people think Peter Jones is as pretty, but he just doesn't appeal to me,
well,
that's
only
all.
Mrs. Jones, I mean.
Please, try and keep our personal lives out of this, Nicholas.
You were the one who brought it in.
I don't see how she can possibly make a boast like that.
And sustain it next time.
Yes.
Well, all right, we'll have to wait till next time to find out whether her boast comes true or not. But as she was boasting, if you like, she wasn't deviating from the subject and the card of next time. And there are 7 seconds left with you, Amy, on next time, starting now.
I already feel a veteran of the game, because...
Well, before the letters start rolling in, if you think that I was helping Amy McDonald, you're probably perfectly right, but I think she deserved it in view of the fact the way she's being intimidated and treated by the others. And I have to tell you, at the end of that round, she's doubled the amount of points she had, and she's got a commanding lead over all the three chaps. Amy, would you begin the next round, please? The subject is how to get absolute quiet. That's what Ian Messiter sought out for you to talk about, and will you start now?
This is terribly easy, actually. If you start off by talking terribly loudly, then people will not listen to you, you see. So, you have to...
Ian Carmichael.
I know, I did a thing
You
there.
Did, actually. You're right, dear. You did.
Quite right. Yes. Yes. She got absolute quiet until Ian challenged, yes. And he's got a point for a correct challenge and 47 seconds.
It's a shame, really, because I was going to do something quite interesting.
Well, we'll all wait afterwards.
I'll be gallant and let her finish if she wants.
Was it all right for radio? What are you going to do?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
Don't worry, I'll guess it back in a minute.
All right. With this team, I'm not surprised. 47 seconds, Ian, on how to get absolute quiet starting now.
One of the...
No, Peter Jones got it.
No, I didn't expect him to goof up so early.
He gave you a chance, Amy. You weren't ready. Yeah. Peter, yes.
Hesitation.
I must legitimately give it to Peter and tell him he has 46 seconds on how to get absolute quiet starting now.
I get absolute quiet immediately by explaining that there is a microphone in my teddy bear. On the other hand, one can look as though one is suddenly having an attack of some kind. Go white at the lips and staring eyes will produce an effect on any audience which is not necessarily hilarious. But it can be. But if you persist in it and really start trembling, shaking, loosening one's tie, and making a tremendous fuss, grabbing the first thing that comes to hand, you can achieve a modicum of silence. Because the people are naturally alarmed. They don't know what you're going to do next. They think you may go absolutely berserk.
I'm afraid that Ian Carmichael, when you grabbed Amy for the second time, Ian Carmichael challenged you. What was the challenge?
Well, I mean, the whole thing is totally devious because it is incorrect. The what? More he was doing that, the more noise we were getting from the noise.
That's a very good challenge. And there are 4 seconds left on how to get absolute quiet starting now.
One of the sure ways of getting quiet is to drop a brick.
End of that round. Amy's in a very definite lead ahead of all the three men still. Peter Jones, will you begin the next round? The subject is What I Never Do. 60 seconds left for this subject, starting now.
I never travel around in Zeppelins because I find that they're very slow moving about.
Amy McDonald's challenge.
If he's never traveled around in them, how does he know they're slow moving about?
He's seen them. They are slow, Amy.
Are they?
In comparison with aeroplanes, they're very slow. But not in comparison with mules, of course. But anyway, that's why it's so difficult to judge, isn't it? I think what I never do, he wasn't deviating from the subject on the card. Peter, you're still with it. 49 seconds left. What I never do, starting now.
And you, Mr. Chairman, have reminded me that I never travel about by mule either. Camel, occasionally, I have used in the desert because they can go a long distance on a very small amount of liquid. Visiting the pyramids, they are just about the only means of transport you can use without attracting attention, because bicycles are laughed off the sand and the cars that are available are just hopeless. Helicopters. What?
Total deviation, actually.
What?
He's not telling us what he never does. He's telling us what he does.
No, I agree with you. He wasn't establishing what I never do. He got away from that. Amy, you have the subject now. There are 21 seconds left. What I never do, starting now.
I never wear hobnail boots in summer. Ever.
You have to keep going and tell us some other things that you never do, Amy. Otherwise, you'll be challenged as you were on this occasion by Clement Freud.
Is it?
Yes, I would definitely agree with that, Clement. And there are 14 seconds on what I never do, starting now.
I very seldom tend the...
Peter Jones's challenge.
He is telling us what he very seldom does, and it's supposed to be what he never does.
I quite agree with the challenge, and you have 11 seconds. Never do, starting now.
I never wear hobnail boots in summer, spring, winter, or autumn.
Carmichael.
Well, there was a suspicion of a hesitation there.
No, not at all.
I think it was a sort of...
There was.
No
slur.
Trace of hesitation.
You slithered from one word to the next without exactly hesitating. That's the way I would interpret it. So I give you the benefit of the doubt. You keep the subject. You have 6.5 seconds
left. I think you
left.
Take payola off these regular fellas.
With you, Peter. 6.5 seconds, starting now.
I never ride a unicycle when I am appearing in public because I find... Somebody buzzed.
Ian Carmichael has challenged.
Stop then.
Yes, hesitation. You're quite right, Ian.
But he buzzed.
No, but I heard it before.
Oh, really? Yes.
Ian Carmichael has a point for a correct challenge, and he has 0.5 seconds on what I... Shut up, audience, or you'll go. I might tell you, we only have a few seconds left to play this game, and at the end of the game, I'm going to turn you all out. If there is 0.5 seconds left on this round, but there are a few seconds left to complete the game, and if you don't let us complete it, we won't be able to say good night.
Big deal.
Now, that is how to get absolute silence, is saying to the audience, we may not have time to say good night. And they couldn't care less. Ian, you have 0.5 seconds on what I never do, starting now.
I never...
Well, what I never do gave the last round a very interesting twist to the final result. Peter Jones rushed forward from fourth place to finish in fourth place. Alongside Clement Freud, which is unusual for Clement Freud. Ian Carmichael moved with tremendous speed at the end to finish in second place, but none of the men managed to beat this week's winner, who was the lovely Amy McDonald. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.